Welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, we beg you, Lord Jesus, to dig about our lives this morning. Dig about our lives this morning in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I hope you can hear my voice a bit, have
you? Okay.
I am trusting God today.
I'm
trusting that we'll be able to get to that very point where God wants to get to with us. When we were praying in the morning, I said that there's a lot God wants to talk to us about. I was surprised that God will use 2 days as introduction to a message.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. So if you have not been in this meeting before now,
I want you
to be here now.
Praise
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We're going to be talking throughout today on the dangers that happen.
Lori awon ewu.
Or should I say the dangers that can occur?
Awon ewu ti o le farahan, ti o le sele.
When the night is far spent.
Nigbati ale ba ti pe.
We are going to be talking today on the dangers that can occur.
Awon ewu ti o le farahan.
When the night, when it is far spent. I'm sure you remember that our text scripture is Romans chapter 13 from verse 11 to 12.
That
says, and that knowing the time, that now it is high time for you to awake out of sleep. For now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed.
Then it
says the night is far spent. And the day is at hand. Therefore, let us put off the works of darkness. And let us put on the armor of light. In the last 2 days, by the grace of God, we have been able to talk extensively on just verse
11.
So between today and when the meeting will end in the morning tomorrow, we'll be trusting God to help us conclude on verse
12.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So Romans chapter 13 verse 12.
Romu, oriketala, esekejila.
And it says,
oso wipe,
the night it is far spent.
Oru bukojatan.
And the day is at hand.
Ilesi fere mo.
Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness.
Nitori na, eje ki a bo ara ise okunkun sile.
And let us put on the armor of light.
Ki a si gbe ihamora imolewo.
It says the night is far spent.
Oni oru bukoja tan.
I want us to open quickly to John chapter 13 and verse 30.
Le ki a si bibeli wa ki a si iwe Johanu.
John chapter 13 and verse 30.
Ori ketala.
John chapter 13 and verse 30. If you are there,
please say amen.
Yes. I didn't hear that. Okay. Please, can somebody read from maybe King James? Amen. He then, having received the piece of bread, he went out immediately. And when did he go out?
Night.
It was night.
Nigbati, o si ti gba okele na tan, o jade loju kan na, oru si ni.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Who received piece of bread?
Ta leni to gba okele.
Huh? Judas.
Judas.
This piece of bread, what does it signify?
Okele yi kini nkan to tumo si?
Where did he go out to immediately?
Iboni ohun wa jade lo loju kan na.
Why did the Bible indicate specifically that it happened at night?
Kilode ti Bible si to fidi re mule wipe oru ni igba ti isele isele.
And this phrase, and it was night, what does it, what relationship does it have to do with, you know, our study saying the night is far spent and the day is at hand?
Ki wa ni oro yi to so wipe oru si ni, ki lo ni se pelu idaleko ti a nse?
These are the things that we are going to be trusting God to speak to us as we begin to study together in the name of Jesus.
Awon ti a o ma gba Olorun ere Olorun jere lati fi won wa bi a o ti ma keko lo ninu oni.
We are going to be having an expository study together.
A o ma ni awon idaleko yi ti o ma si oju emi wa.
On that place in John chapter 13 from verse 1 to verse 30.
Ninu ibi ti a ka yen Johan ori ketala lati ese kini titi di ese ogbon.
The first thing I want you to understand with this passage is this.
Ohun akoko ti mo si fe ka gbamu ninu Johan ori ketala yi ni wipe
everything that happened there happened at night.
Gbogbo ohun ti o sele ninu ori Bible yen o sele ni oru.
Everything that happened there, please, when did it happen?
Ni oru ni o sele.
When did it happen?
Oru.
Now the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5.
Bible so ninu Thessalonica kini ori karun.
It says that those that sleep, they sleep at night.
Ipe o so wipe awon ti won sun, won sun ni oru.
Those who are drunk, please, when do they get drunk?
Awon ti o si muti para na.
It is at night.
Oru na ni won mu.
And you remember that 2 days ago I was asking all of us that are we in the morning season of this world?
Mo si nbere lowo wa ni bi ojo meji seyin wipe nje owuro ojo ni awa ninu aye yi bi.
Are we in the morning season?
Se akoko owuro la wa ninu aye yi bi?
Okay, maybe we're in the afternoon season.
Boya osan akoko osan la wa ninu aye yi?
Which period are we?
Akoko igbawo gogon la wa ninu aye yi?
It is the night season.
Akoko asale ohun ni awa.
So we are going to be talking about the dangers of the things that can occur when the night is far spent.
Awa ma soro lori awon ewu to le farahan nigba ti oru ba ti koja lo.
So please let us all go together to that place in John chapter 30 chapter 13 from verse 1.
E je ki gbogbo wa lo sinu iwe Johan ori keta la yen lati ese kini a fe bere.
It says in verse 1. Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end.
Nje ki ajo ire koja ki o to de nigba ti Jesu mo pe wakati re de tan ti ohun o ti aye yi kuro lo sodo baba fife ti o fe awon ti re ti o wa le aye.
You see, there's a lot of things there that I will not be able to explain because of our time. You know what Passover means and all manner of things like that. But I want us to realize that the Bible says in that verse 1 that Jesus, having known that his time, you know, that his hour had come, that he was going to depart from this world.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo fẹ́ ká mọ̀ wípé nínú ẹsẹ̀ àkọ́kọ́ yẹn Jésù mọ̀ wípé wákàtí rẹ̀ dé tán tí òun yóò kúrò ní ayé yìí tọ bàbá rẹ̀ lọ.
He knew his hour.
Ó mọ wákàtí náà.
You see, there's something about that because we don't know the times. But the Bible says that despite all that, he loved those that were his own, which were in this world unto the end. There's only one question I want to raise there, okay, that will help us understand that verse 1. Then we'll now go to verse 2. If the Bible says that before Jesus Christ left, he loved those that were his own, unto the very end.
Then
how can I know that I am his own? If I'm automatically born into a Christian family, does that mean that I have an automatic ticket to becoming his own? Obviously, I'm sure you know that it is not like that. So I'll just read some things to us here, okay? I won't even explain it. Because when you get home, you can easily read them yourself and you will understand. How to know if I truly belong to Jesus?
Okay.
But I will not be explaining them. I'll just read it. I'll give us the scriptures. Then when we get home, we can study on our own. Yeah, so despite the fact that I say I'm born again, how do I know that actually true, I am his own? Number one, because it's just 3 points. Whose plan do I daily live for? Whose plan do I daily live for?
Ani lojojumo ti mo n gbe igbe aye mi, ife eta ni mo n gbe igbe aye mi fun.
Then we can put in bracket.
Ka wa fi sinu alafo.
My own.
Se ti temi ni bi.
Other people's.
Abi ti awon elomiran.
Or the Lord's.
Abi ti Oluwa.
Whose plan do I daily live for?
Ife eta ni mo n gbe igbe aye mi fun lojojumo.
Is it my own?
Se ife ti ara mi ni.
Is it the plan of other people?
Abi ife ti awon elomiran?
Or is it the plan?
Abi ife ti Oluwa?
John 12 and verse 26.
Jila ese kerin din logbon.
And 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 10.
Timothy keji ori kerin ese kewa.
Number 2.
Ekeji.
Whose spirit constantly controls me daily?
Emi tani on dari mi ni gbogbo igba lojojumo.
Whose spirit?
Emi tani
constantly
ni gbogbo igba
controls me daily.
Ton dari mi.
The flesh?
Se titi ara ni.
The world?
Titi aye ni.
Or the Holy Spirit?
Abi emi mimo.
Is it the flesh?
Se erun ara ni.
Is it the world?
Se aye ni.
Or is it the Holy Spirit? Romans chapter 8 verse 7 to 8. First Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12.
Corinthians kini orikeji esekejila.
And Romans chapter 8 and verse 9.
Romu orikejo esekeson.
So anyway, you can even say Romans 8 7 to 9 instead of
writing that all over again.
And 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 12.
Corinthians kini orikeji esekejila.
Number 3, the last one.
Eketa koko keta.
Who do I seek to please at all costs?
Tani mo ma nwa lati te lorun. Labi akoso bo te wu kori.
Who do I seek to please at all costs?
Ani koni fi se ohun ti yo na mi. Tani mo ma nfe lati te lorun.
Is it myself?
Se ara mi ni mo ma nfe lati te lorun ni.
Others?
Abi awon elomiran?
Or the Lord?
Abi Oluwa?
Mark chapter 10 verse 17 to verse 31.
Marku Orikewa ese ketadinlogun titi de kokonle logbon.
Mark chapter 10 verse 17 to verse 31.
Marku orikewa ese ketadinlogun titi de kokonle logbon.
And Colossians chapter 1 verse 10 to 11.
Kolose orikini ese kewa ati kokonla.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So we are going to begin our this now from verse 2.
A o tesiwaju ni ese keji. Johanu ori ketala. A o tesiwaju pelu ese keji.
The King James says that, and supper being ended.
Then what is in je onjale?
The devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him.
Ti eshu ti fi si okan Judasi Iscariotu omo Simeoni lati fi han.
So while supper was taking place,
bi onjale bo tin lo,
as supper was taking place,
bi won tin je onjale lo,
the devil could still send text messages to the heart of Judas.
Eshu tun wa le fi awon ohun ayara bi asa lati fi ranse si okan Judasi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The first question there is, when do people eat supper? Is it in the morning?
Ibeere akoko ni wipe onje ale nigba wo ni awon eniyan ma nje se aro ni.
I think I'm sure it is in the afternoon that people eat supper.
O da mi loju wipe mo mo pe osan ni awon eniyan ma nje onje ale.
It is night abi?
Ale ni abi?
We don't understand what that means.
Se eleyi ye wa.
At that point when a man is sitting down with Jesus at the end of this world,
nigbati ni akoko yen ti eniyan to njoko pelu Jesu Oluwa ni opin aye yi,
even as you are feeding and feasting on, and you are just feasting on the word of God,
ani bi atile tin joko ti asin bo wa pelu oro Olorun ti an bo wa,
if you are not careful,
ti a o ba kiye sara,
if you are not careful,
ti a o ba kiye sara,
the devil will still make sure that he has a hold, he has, you know, he has a store inside your heart where he can be packing some things.
Isu asi to ri wi pe ohun ni aye kan ninu aye re nibi to ohun le ma ku awon kan.
And you see, if what the devil wanted to do in the heart of Judas is just to come and greet him and say, ah, ekojo meta, you know, I heard that you have been busy and you have not been around, I don't have a problem.
To ba tile je pe boya isu kan wa sinu okan Judas lati wa ki pe ah ekojo meta o mo gbo wi pe o re yin die o.
But I saw that what the devil put into Judas' heart is that he should betray Jesus.
Ṣugbọn mo wa ri wipe ohun ti Eṣu to fi si okan Judasi ohun ni pe ko fi Jesu han.
Please, I want you to follow me closely.
Mo fe ki a ma tele bi a tin so yi.
Since when had Judas been with Jesus?
Lati igba wo ni Judasi lo tin wa pelu Jesu?
Is it not since morning?
Se ki se lati owuro ojo ni?
Is it not since the very beginning?
Se ki se lati ibere pepe ni o tin wa pelu Jesu?
Do you know it was one of the 12 that Jesus chose?
Se amo wi pe o wa lara awon 12 ti Jesu to yan?
Do you know it was one of those he gave powers to have, you know, spiritual power to be able to heal all manner of sickness and disease, to be able to cast out devils?
Samo wi pe o wa lara awon 12 ti Jesu fi agbara fun lati le le emi imojade lati le wosan ati se awon ise iyanu.
Yet something happened to Judas.
Sibe sibe ohun kan sele si Judasi.
The issue is the issue of heart.
O je ohun ti an soro re je ohun titi okan.
It is not the issue of mouth.
Ko kin se enu.
We are still going to come down to that place to explain what it means to betray Jesus.
A se nbo wa si bi lati so itumo ohun ti lati fi Jesu han ohun ti o tumo si.
So, you know, let's not be in a rush for that one yet.
E je ka ma sare.
The issue is that how can I have a heart?
Ohun ti an so ni pe bawo ni mo se le ni okan
that the devil can still have a claim to.
Ti Eshu to se le ma tun ma so pe ohun raye nibe.
And why is it that it is the night that the devil is interested in having a claim on my heart?
Báwo ló tún ṣe wá jẹ́ wípé ó jẹ́ alẹ́ ni Èṣù máa ń fẹ́ wá sọ wípé òun ní àyè
Why is it that it is when this world is coming to an end and the rapture can happen at any time? Why is it that that is when the devil is now so serious about making sure that he has a claim in my heart?
Kí ló jẹ́ pé irú àkókò yìí tí à ń retí ìgbàsókè àwọn àyànfẹ́ ni ó wá jẹ́ àkókò tí èṣù tún wá tó ń tẹpá mọ́ wípé òun yóò tún òun sì náyè nínú ọkàn mi?
Why is it that the devil will not just leave me alone by just putting a word in my mouth or just making me just behave somehow? Why is he interested in the heart?
Kí ló jẹ́ pé èṣù ti ẹ̀ ní fi ayé mi sílẹ̀ àbí kó tilẹ̀ kàn fi ọ̀rọ̀ kan sí mi lẹ́nu? Kí ló jẹ́ pé ọkàn mi gangan ló ń lé kiri?
Do you understand what I'm talking about now?
Ṣé o ti mo sọ yé wa?
Because the heart is the center of a man's life.
Nítorí pé ọkàn òun ni ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó wà láàrin nínú ìgbé ayé ènìyàn.
The heart, it is the center point of a man's life.
Ọkàn ènìyàn òun ló jẹ́ ohun tí ó wà láàrin nínú ìgbé ayé ènìyàn bẹ́ẹ̀.
Do you know that as all of us are sitting down here now?
Ṣé a mọ̀ wípé bí gbogbo wa ti jókòó yìí?
There is no how you will stand up without first of all deciding in your heart that you want to stand up.
Kò sí bí ẹnikẹ́ni yóò ti dìde láì ṣe wípé ó ti kọ́kọ́ pinni nínú ọkàn rẹ̀ pé mo fẹ́ dìde.
I don't know if I'm making sense.
Mi ò mọ̀ bóyá ohun tí mo ń sọ bóyá yé wa.
You know that, let's say as I this is a chair now.
Agari.
Eh? This is a chair.
Agari.
Imagine that I'm sitting down.
Ẹ wá wo pé bóyá ẹ wo pé mo ń jókòó.
And I did not think, I just stood up.
Mi ò dẹ̀rọ, mo kàn dìde.
Don't you think something has happened to my head?
Ṣé ẹ ò rò pé nǹkan kan ń ṣe orí mi?
I'm asking. Is it normal that a person will just stand up?
Ṣé ó kàn ṣeé ṣe wípé èèyàn kan á kàn dédé dìde á sì máa rìn lọ?
And you're asking where are you going?
Ẹ sì wá béèrè pé ibo ló ń lọ?
Sir, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting down.
Mi ò lọ́bi kankan, mo ń jókòó ni.
You know we need to get a psychiatric doctor.
Ẹ mọ̀ pé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ ń ṣe ló yẹ ká wá okùn ká kọ́kọ́ fi so.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because it's obvious that something is wrong.
Torí ó ti fi hàn gbangba pé nǹkan kan ń ṣẹlẹ̀.
From the book of Mark chapter 7 and verse 21.
Láti inú ìwé Máàkù orí keje ẹsẹ̀ kọkànlélógún.
The Lord Jesus was saying that everything that is evil, when it when it wants to come out from somewhere, the fountain of evil is a man's heart.
Ó ń sọ fún wa wípé ohunkóhun tó jẹ́ ibi nígbà tí o bá fẹ́ jáde wá, orísun ibi tó ti ń jáde gangan òun ni ọkàn ènìyàn.
The battle ground is the heart.
Ibi tí ìjàkadì ti ń ṣẹlẹ̀ gangan òun ni ọkàn
ènìyàn. Whoever controls the heart controls the life.
Ẹni tí ó ń darí ọkàn òun gangan ló ń darí ayé yẹn.
I don't know whether you understand what I'm talking about.
Mi ò mọ̀ bóyá ohun tí mo ń sọ tilẹ̀ yí ọ.
But Judas.
Ṣùgbọ́n Judas.
He was such a man that he had the greatest teacher teach.
O jẹ́ ẹni tó ní àǹfààní wípé olùkọ́ àgbà pátápátá òun ni ó ń kọ́.
Judas was always there when Jesus was teaching. All the things that we are still trying to explain now. Judas, he didn't listen to tape. He was there live.
Judas jẹ́ ọ̀kan lára àwọn tó jẹ́ wípé gbogbo àwọn ohun tá a tilẹ̀ ń gbìyànjú pé kọ́lọ́run ràn wá lọ́wọ́ láti ṣe àjọpin rẹ̀ yìí. Ó wà níbẹ̀, kì í ṣe ẹni tó gbọ́ fọ́nrán. Ó wà níbẹ̀ nígbà tí Jésù gbẹ̀gàn
tó yọ àwọn ẹ̀kọ́ yìí. Do you understand
what we're talking about? He
was even one of the members of the workforce of Jesus Christ.
Ó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ ọ̀kan lára àwọn tí wọ́n jẹ́ ìgbìmọ̀ òṣìṣẹ́ fún Jésù Kristì. Àtiṣẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ rẹ̀.
And that's why I'm saying, you see, we need to be sober today because of the type of things God will be showing to us.
Ohun tó mú mi sọ àwọn ohun wọ̀nyí nìyẹn wípé a nílò láti rẹ ọkàn wa sílẹ̀ nítorí àwọn ohun tí Ọlọ́run yóò máa fi hàn wá.
Yes, I thank God for you for what has been happening in the last 2 days.
Síbẹ̀, mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run fún ìgbé ayé rẹ fún àwọn tó ti ṣẹlẹ̀ ní ọjọ́ méjì sẹ́yìn.
My problem is that it is the night.
Wàhálà mi gangan ni wípé àṣálẹ́ ni.
If a man who sat on the same table with Jesus Christ can fall away.
Tí ọkùnrin gangan tó ti ẹ̀jẹ̀ pé ìṣe ló ń jókòó pẹ̀lú Jésù tó ń jókòó sẹ́gbẹ̀ẹ́ Jésù tó bá lè ṣubú dànù.
You know that you need to look at this your heart again.
Mo rò wípé ó jẹ́ kí ìwọ pàápàá tún wo ọkàn rẹ yìí lẹ́ẹ̀kan sí.
The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah.
Bíbélì sọ nínú ìwé Jeremiah.
Chapter 17 and verse 9.
Orí kẹtàdínlógún ẹsẹ̀ kẹsàn-án.
He says that the heart of a man it is desperately wicked.
Ó ní ọkàn ènìyàn ó burú jáì.
And it is deceitful above all things.
Ó sì wá kún fún ẹ̀tàn ju ohunkóhun lọ.
Who can know it?
Ta ló lè mọ̀?
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If the Bible didn't say it is deceitful above all things.
Tí Bíbélì ò bá fi sí wípé ó kún fún ẹ̀tàn
would have said, ah, no problem.
Abakan so wipe ko si wahala.
At least the Lord will help us.
Olorun yo ran wa lowo.
Because I remember that there is nothing that is removed from all things.
Ṣugbọn mo ri wipe ko si ohunkohun ta le yo kuro ninu ohun gbogbo.
It's, you know, I even put it to you,
mo so fun wa,
that between the devil and our hearts,
wipe laarin esu ati okan wa,
I don't know who is more deceitful.
Mi o mo eyi to kun fun etanju.
Some
boya okan wa lo kun fun etanju ni o, abi esu lo kun fun etanju.
Some theologians are saying it is our heart, because the Bible says our heart is deceitful above all things.
Ṣùgbọ́n àwọn akẹ́kọ̀ọ́ bíbélì kan sọ wípé ọkàn wa gangan ló kún fún ẹ̀tọ́jú sí.
As this man was eating supper with Jesus.
Ọkùnrin yìí oúnjẹ alẹ́ pẹ̀lú Jésù.
You see, I'm happy for you that you are privileged to be hearing these things that we are talking about today.
Inú mi dùn wípé o ní àǹfààní láti máa gbọ́ àwọn ohun tí a ń sọ yìí.
Because the supper we are talking about, it is not rice and beans.
Tìtorí pé oúnjẹ alẹ́ tá ń sọ kì í ṣe ìrẹsì àti ẹ̀wà.
I am not talking about fufu and egusi soup.
Mi ò sọ nípa fufu àti ọbẹ̀ egusi.
I am saying that when a man sits with God and depth of revelation from the word of God is coming.
Mo sọ wípé nígbà tí ènìyàn bá jókòó pẹ̀lú Jésù Olúwa tí ó sì wá ń rí àwọn ìjìnlẹ̀ àṣírí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
And yet at that same night season, it is possible that the devil already has a place in his heart.
Ni niru akoko be o tun wa sese wipe esu o ni aye ninu okan ru eni be.
I think you understand what I'm talking about now.
Mo ro wipe oye ohun ti mo nso nye wa bayi.
Eh?
Mo ro po nye wa.
Maybe the way you have been sitting down there since days ago.
Boya bo ti ile tin joko sibe yen lati ojo meji seyin.
And you see several of servants come here and they are preaching to us the word of God.
O si tin ri awon iranse Olorun ti won tin wa sibi ti won se ajo pe oro Olorun
pelu wa. Probably you have even said, ah, if only me too I know the Bible half. Not everything, just half of what all these people are saying.
Ah, to ti le to wa nro pe ah kani pe mi na ti le mo ilaji ninu awon ijile oro Olorun ti awon won yi ton pin pelu
ayi. I know that all my problem will end.
Mo mo wi pe gbogbo isoro aye mi.
I know that all this one that I'm not serious with God, you know, I won't have any problem again. I will be
mo
serious.
Mo mo wi pe gbogbo eleyi ti a nso wi pe won o se dara dara to pelu Olorun. Mo mo ki gbogbo e a di awati.
But the word of God is putting it to us this morning.
Ṣugbọn oro Olorun o n gbe ka wa niwaju lowuro yi.
That revelation is not a yardstick that the devil will still not catch a person.
Wipe ki eyan ni anfani ki o ma ri asiri ko si ni awon ori ope lati ma mu awon ohun ijinle Olorun iyen ki se wipe esu ko le ri aye ninu aye ni be.
Application of revelation, that is what delivers a man from temptation.
Lilo awon ohun ijinle ti an ri lilo won ninu aye wa ohun ni awon ohun ti o le mu ki eniyan ko bo kuro lowo awon idowo.
Personal application is the, you know, that is the comprehensive deliverance that God has provided for a man.
Ani wipe awon ohun ijinle ti eniyan ri abi ti o n gbo lilo won ni titi ara re sinu aye re mimu won lo gẹ́gẹ́ bí àwọn ìṣe nínú ayé rẹ̀ òun ni ohun tí Ọlọ́run ti gbé kalẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdáǹdè kúrò lọ́wọ́ àwọn ìdánwò.
Do you know that it is easier to preach than to practice?
Ṣo mọ̀ pé ó rọrùn láti wàásù ju láti máa ṣe é lọ?
Am I making sense?
Ṣé ohun tí mo ń sọ?
It is easier to preach.
Ó rọrùn láti wàásù.
It is easier to just be flogging people with the word of God.
Ó rọrùn láti máa na àwọn ènìyàn pẹ̀lú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
It is easier to take the word of God like a sword and be cutting people.
Ó rọrùn láti mú ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run gẹ́gẹ́ bí ìdà kéèyàn sì máa fi gé àwọn ènìyàn.
And at that same time, a man is shielding his own heart from the dealing of the word of God.
Nírú àkókò bẹ́ẹ̀, irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀, ó sì wá ń pa ọkàn tirẹ̀ mọ́ kúrò kí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run má ba aráyè, kó má ba aráyè wọbẹ̀.
Shielding his own heart from the word of God.
Ó ń pa ọkàn tirẹ̀ mọ́ kúrò kí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run má ráyè wọbẹ̀.
You don't understand what happened at that place, you know, that Passover feast. Let me explain it.
Jẹ́ kí n ṣàlàyé ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ níbi oúnjẹ alẹ́ yẹn. Jẹ́ n ṣàlàyé
yẹn fún wa. Because if we are not there, like we are watching what happened, okay?
Tí a ò bá sí níbẹ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ẹni bíi pé à ń wo ohun gbogbo tó ṣẹlẹ̀.
We may not understand the danger of what I'm talking about this morning.
A lè má mọ ohun tí mo ń ṣàlàyé wípé ewu tó ń bẹ níbẹ̀.
The Passover feast is not just a meal, it is a feast.
O àjọ ìrékọjá yìí kì í kàn ń ṣe oúnjẹ jíjẹ, ìṣe ló jẹ́ àjọyọ̀.
It's not that a man is just eating dinner, it is a feast.
Kò kí ń ṣe wípé èèyàn ń jẹ oúnjẹ alẹ́, ìṣe ló jẹ́ àjọyọ̀.
You know, when we want to do party, the type of ewedu that women cook is different from the domestic one that they used to cook for us every day.
Amo wi pe nigbati a ba fe se nko sise boya nko to ko gogo ebi po amo wi pe iru ewedu ti awon obirin ma nse ninu party be yen o yato si ton ma nse fun wa lojojumo nile.
I can't explain it, but the way they cook soup is always sweeter than when it's just domestic. Let's not just eat.
Mo mo ohun ti mo so ye wa awon obe ton ma ndin ninu awon party yen o ma yato si ton ma ndin fun wa nile.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Am I making sense? Is it true? So we are not just talking that it is a regular eating that Judas and the rest of the disciples used to do with Jesus.
Ohun ti o sele nibi ajo ire koja ikokon kin se onje ti awon ti Jesus atawon mo eyin re ma nje ni gbogbo igba.
No, it was a feast to commemorate the deliverance of Israel from Egypt.
Ise lo je ajoyo nla lati fi han wi pe ada Israeli kuro lo kuro ni Egypt.
So imagine it. When what is coming to you is not just that God is feeding you constantly.
What wo wi pe ohun ti o wa nto wa ki kon se wi pe Olorun kon nbo lasan.
I'm not talking of the way you have been receiving revelation in the word of God.
Mi o so nipa bi o ti nri awon iran ati ijile oro Olorun tele.
I'm talking of depth that you have never touched before.
Mo so nipa awon ipele to o tile ti deri lati igba ti o tin se ajopin oro Olorun.
The one that looks like a wine.
Eto dabi oti wine.
One that looks like chicken.
Eto dabi itan adiye.
Another one that looks again like a juice.
Eto dabi ohun mimu elerin dodo.
You understand? Feast such that whatever you want to eat, you can eat.
Ajoyo. Eleyi ninu eleyi jo pe ohun ko ohun to ba fe je o le je.
And Jesus was seated at that table.
Jesus si wa joko si ori tabili.
All the disciples sat with them.
Gbogbo awon omo eyin won joko pelu re.
Then the devil,
Eshu,
he was still outside the door by that time.
O wa leyin ilekun ni gbogbo igba yen.
And he could still be taking catapult.
O si wa mu kona kona.
And he's just setting Satan's, he was just setting Judas' heart like this.
O wa un wa okan Judasi.
And as he shoots,
bo si ti wa ta kona kona na.
It is just always a goal.
Ise lo ma nje pe o ma nwole ni gbogbo igba ni.
Do you understand the setting now? It's not that Judas is inside, the shrine of some Ogboni people.
Ki ise wi pe Judas wa o da wa ninu ibi ti awon Ogboni tin se
ninu won. He was seated with Jesus. It was like a Bible study table. You are seated, the Lord also is seated and teaching you.
Ohun papa joko pelu Jesu. Ise lo dabi eko oro Olorun ti Jesu joko to nko won tohun na ti Judas joko sibe tohun na ngbo.
But yet the devil could still have a hold on his life.
Sibe, o rorun fun Esu lati tun gba okan Judas mu.
Amen.
Amen.
Bible says the evening meal was being served and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray him.
Bible sọ pe bi won si tin je ounje ale ti Esu ti fi si okan Judas Iscariot omo Simeon lati fi han.
At the same time that we are sitting down to feed from the word of God in this season.
Ni akoko kan na ti ati yara wa soto lati ba Oluwa je ninu asale akoko ninu aye yi.
Yet can the devil still sit down on your heart and is crossing his leg on the table of your heart?
So she run fun satani lati joko sori okan aye re.
At that same instant, isn't Jesus outside of the door of your heart knocking?
Ni iru akoko bayi se Jesu si si ni enu ona okan re to si nkan lekun bi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
You see, the issue of betraying Jesus, it starts from a man's heart.
Oro fifi Jesu han o bere lati nu okan eniyan.
I am going to define for us what it means to betray Jesus so that will help us understand what we are saying.
Mashallah, unti o tumo si lati fi Jesu han ko ba le ye wa unti an so.
To betray Jesus,
lati fi Jesu han,
is to be false to him.
O je lati ya lati yi pada lati yi eyin si.
It is to be disloyal and unreliable to him in our lives.
O je lati ma je olotito si ninu aye wa ati eni to le fokan tan.
It is joining his enemies while we are pretending to still be permanently at his side.
o je lati so owo papo pelu awon ota re nigba ta tun wa nse bi eni wipe a se wa leyin re.
It is to be false to him.
Ise lo je lati yeyin si.
It is to be disloyal and unreliable to him.
O je lati ma je olotito si, lati ma je eni ti Jesu le fokan tan.
It is already joined enemies. What a man has joined the enemies of Christ, yet he is saying that he's on the Lord's side.
O je fun eniyan kan lati so owo papo pelu awon ota Jesu nigba to je pe loju kan na o si tun so wipe mo wa leyin Jesu.
Matthew chapter 12 verse 30.
Matthew ori kejila ese ogbon.
Let us see what it means. Matthew 12 verse 30.
Matthew ori kejila ese ogbon.
Amen.
Eni ti ko ba wa pelu mi o nse odi si mi. Eni ti ko ba si ba mi kopo o nfonka.
Before we explain the second scripture that I will give us.
Ki a to salaye ese oro keji.
Jesus said that the person that is not with me, that person is against me.
Jesus o wi pe eni ti ko wa pelu mi o je eni to nse odi si mi.
Anybody that is not gathering with me is scattering what I'm gathering.
Eni ti ko kojo pelu mi o nfonka ni.
Okay, now if that is the scripture that I want to use to explain betrayal, as far as a man betraying Jesus is concerned,
to ba je pe ese oro yi la pe lo lati fi salaye fifi Jesu won,
how then do we merge it?
Bawo ni a se fe sopo?
To be with him, what does he mean?
Lati wa pelu re lodo re, ki lo tumo si?
To gather with him, what does that want to mean?
Lati ma kojo pelu Jesu, ki lo tumo si?
Because if we don't understand what it means by saying that anybody that's not with me is against me.
Ti a o ba mo itumo ohun ti o so wipe enikeni ti o ba wa pelu mi o se odi si mi.
So when we are with him or when we are not with him, we will not even know.
Nigba ti a ba wa pelu re ati nigba ta o si pelu re, a o ti e ni mo.
To understand what it means for a man to be with Jesus.
Lati mo ohun ti o tumo si fun eniyan lati wa pelu Jesu.
I want us to look at John chapter 12 and verse 26.
Mo fe ka wo Johanu ori kejila ese kerin din logbon.
And the Lord Jesus says there.
Jesu Oluwa so nibe.
If any man serve me.
Ti enikeni ba sin mi.
Let him follow me.
Ki o ma to mi leyin.
Where I am.
Ati nibi ti emi ba wa.
That also is where my servant will be.
Nibe ni iranse mi yo wa pelu.
If any man serves me,
bi enikeni ba nsin mi,
him my father will honor.
Ohun ni baba yo bu ola fun.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
So what does it mean that he that is not with me is against me?
Ki lo wa tumo si wi pe eni ti o wa pelu mi o se odi si mi.
Because he has already said if any man will follow me, abi?
Nitori o ti so wi pe
is that how he started?
Ti enikeni yo ba tele mi,
abi? If any man will follow me or if any man is with me? Oh, if any man will serve me.
Bi enikeni ba nsin mi.
He said if it is me that you are serving.
To ba je pe Jesu lo nsin.
Let that man do what?
Ki o ma to mi leyin.
Eh?
Ki o ma to mi leyin.
So let us begin. Let us begin.
E je ka bere.
The only way the devil will not have a shop in your heart.
Ohun ti o le ma je ki Yesu ko ni shop ninu okan re.
You know, first of all, he will rent one room.
O mo ke lakoko a gba yara kan lo.
Then we say need room and parlor.
To ba ya na ohun tun nilo yara meji.
Before I know it, I say it is a flat that I want.
To ba wa ya awa na ohun ni yo ohun nilo yara pupo.
Eventually he will now build a duplex and carry the heart away.
To ba wa ya awa di pe ohun fura re o nko ile nla.
If you will not betray Jesus in your heart.
To ba ni fi Jesu han ninu okan
re. If truly you are saying you are serving him.
To ba je lo ti to lo nso wi pe mo nsin Jesu.
Then you will follow him.
Nigba yi o ma to leyin.
So the first question is this.
Ibere akoko re,
are you following Jesus?
Nje iwo nto Jesu leyin?
I'm asking you whether you are following Jesus.
Mo nbere ni o, boya iwo nto Jesu leyin?
Day by day by day by day.
Lojojumo ojojumo.
Whose example are you following?
Awon apere ta ni won tele?
Whose pattern?
Ipa ta lo n tele?
Whose pattern?
ipa ta lo n tele.
Are you patterning your life on?
Nje iwo n fi aye re to ipa se ti Jesu bi?
Look at it.
Wo
Judas.
Judas,
he said he was following Jesus.
O so wi pe oun tele Jesu o.
Or he said he was serving Jesus rather.
O so pe oun sin Jesu.
But he was not following Jesus.
Sugbo ki se pe oun tele Jesu.
Judas did not just all of a sudden woke up, you know, wake up one day and betray Jesus.
Judas yo ji laaro je kan wi pe oun fe fi Jesu.
No, he had been betraying Jesus a long time ago.
O tin fi Jesu han latojo to pe wa.
You know, he was the one that held the purse.
Okay.
He was the financial secretary of the apostles. Constantly he was stealing money. He was stealing money. He thought Jesus did not know. I am asking you, the way you have been living your life, are you a follower of Jesus? I'm not asking you whether you are going to church or whether you belong to the choir or something. I know that many times you have cried and you have said, I surrender all. But what I'm asking you is that day by day, are you serving Jesus by following
him?
Somebody may say, is it not somebody that somebody will see that you follow? You can see Jesus throughout the Bible. You can see his examples and the things he did. He said that the only way somebody can serve him is to follow him. You see, at one particular time, Jesus was going on a journey. And from village after village after village, when people begin to hear that Jesus is on the way, he's going somewhere, please, what do you think they all now started doing? Everybody ran out and they started following. You know, I was excited when I read that place. I was happy. I said, at least thank God people are following Jesus. I was surprised when Jesus stopped and looked back. And he said, if anybody wants to follow me, do you know where my confusion came from? I asked myself, what have they been doing since? Let me ask you, brethren. How many churches in Lagos are saying they are following Jesus? Yet, when the master comes back, everybody just say, they have been following since.
Iye ijo Olorun melo lo wa ni ilu Eko to je pe ise lawon na so pe a ntele Jesu ti Jesu ba ti wa boju weyin to fe soro ti won ni so pe a sha ti ntele.
When he turned back, he told them, if any man wants to follow me, let him deny himself. Let him take up his cross. Then let him follow me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Then he now told them that, who is that person that wants to build a tower?
Oh, so we pay talent no. So we call giga.
And he will not sit down first of all and count the cost. Whether he has sufficient to finish it. Lest happily when he begins to build, people will say that this man started building and he couldn't finish, they'll now start laughing at
it.
Or which king, when he wants to fight against him that is coming with 20,000, will he not see that if all he has just 10,000 men, to see whether he can conquer him with that 10,000? If not, he will send an embassy of peace.
Abi obawo ni yo fe lo si oju ogun lati lo ba awon egbegberun omo ogun ja ti ohun si ni egberun ti ko ni koko joko ti yo ro lati wo ke boya ko ohun ti le kowe fun awon omo ogun si.
He says, so you likewise.
Oni pe bakan na eyin pelu.
Whosoever it be of you,
eni keni ninu yin,
that cannot forsake all that he has,
ti ko le ko ohun gbogbo to ni sile,
he cannot be my disciple.
Ko le je omo leyin mi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Don't forget where we are coming from. I don't want you to be confused with all the things that we are saying.
e ma je ki agbagbe bi ta tin bo mi o fe ki eleyi ko
da we are talking of the dangers that can occur when the night is fast spent
an so nipa ewu ti o le sele ti o le farahun nigbati ale ba tin koja
and that led us to see that Judas was at supper with Jesus Christ and the devil could still put something in his heart
awa mu wa de bi pe Judas wa pelu Jesu ni bi o njale sugbon esu o si tu fi ohun kan si okan re
that the type of thing the devil was putting in his heart is things that will make him betray Jesus
ohun ti esu si fi sokan re o wa je ohun awon ohun ti yo je ki Judas ko fi Jesu han
so and when we are saying that what does it mean to betray Jesus
awa nso wi pe ki lo tumo si lati fi Jesu han
okay now that's what led us to this point
ohun ti o mu sun wa de bi ta de ire
praise the Lord
hallelujah
when a man is false to Jesus
nigbati eniyan ba ti di odi Jesu
you are saying you are following but you are not following
o ntele sugbon ninu okan re ko tele
he say you know Jesus said why is it that you are calling me Lord when you are not doing what I'm saying
kilo de ten pe mi ni oluwa oluwa ti e o si se ohun ti mo so
when a man makes the practice of the word of God his lifestyle
nigbati eniyan ba mu oro olorun sise oro olorun to so di igbe aye re gan
the devil cannot start opening shop in your life
Eshu onile ma si shop sinu aye re.
He cannot start building something in your life.
Ko eshu onile ma ko ohun ko ohun sinu okan re.
But when you are just a Bible carrier.
Sugbon nigba ti eniyan ba je eni to je pe ni gbogbo igba abi ni gbogbo akoko aye wa nbe.
And you know you are just carrying your Bible. You are just carrying your Bible.
Ise lo ni Oluwa e ko n gbe Bible kiri.
Then whatever time that you open the Bible and read self.
Ni igba mi na ti ru eni be ba ti le si bibele lati ka papa
you know your bible now becomes a supermarket
bibele iru eni be a wa di shop nla
where you know it's a supermarket it's only whatever you like to buy that you pick and buy
ninu iru bibele to je pe ohun ko ohun to ba fe lati ra ohun lo ma ra
no
ko ri be
if your bible is a supermarket
ti bibele le ba je shop nla ni bi to tin ta nkan
you will betray Jesus
wa fi Jesu han
do you understand what I'm saying?
So
what
are you going to do?
You will betray Jesus. He said, if any man wants to serve me,
only three and he can never bless me.
You know, he said, he that is not with me, that person is against me.
Only any can it sick by me.
So we are explaining what it means to even be with him. So that we can understand what it means to be against him. Do you understand that? Because if somebody is not with him,
tori pe ti enikeni o ba si pelu re
if rapture is happening
ti igba soke ba sere
is it the person that is not with Jesus that suddenly now we want to now be with Jesus
se ni ti o si pelu Jesus lojiji la wa pe wa pelu
do we understand what I'm saying is it possible that somebody that was not with Jesus before
so sese ipe eni ti o wa pelu Jesus tele ri
then on the day that the trumpet of God sounds
ni ojo ti igba soke yo wa sele
you now say Lord I want to come and follow now
awa so wi pe o ti ya o mo fe ma tele o bayi
no it doesn't work like that
ki sise be
he said if anybody wants to serve me
oni ti enikan ni ba fe sin mi
let him me
e je ki o ma to mi
let him follow me
e je ko ma to mi
that is let him follow my personal example
je ko ma tele awon igbe aye mi gangan
do we understand that let him follow my example that's what
he means je ko ma tele igbe aye mi
how I lived he should live like that
bi mo se gbe
how I reasoned, he should reason like that. The things I did, that's what he should do. Whatever I will not do, he should run far away from such things. That's what it means. That's what it means. He said, he that wants to serve me, he should follow me. Where I am, there also shall my own servant. That's where he has to be.
Ibe na ni eni to nje eni to nto mi leyin gbodo wa.
Excuse me, sir. Are you where Jesus is?
Nje ibe ti Jesus wa ni wo wa.
And I don't want you to quickly say, of course. Ah, yes.
Mi o si fe ko so wi pe beni o.
That would be presumptuous.
Iyan je wi pe o kan ro be ni.
You know you will just presumptuously just talk like that.
O kan ro be o si so.
Where Jesus is on the issue of money, are you there?
Nibi ti Jesu wa to ba ti kan oro owo, se be ni wo na wa.
Where Jesus is on the issue of price, are you there?
Iha ti Jesu wa nigba to ba kan wiwu soke ati gbigbe ara eniga, se be ni wo na wa.
Where Jesus is when it comes to a man using his life to serve God, is that where you are?
níbi tí Jésù wà nígbà tó bá kan kí ènìyàn jọ̀wọ́ ayé rẹ̀ láti sin Ọlọ́run ṣe ibẹ̀ ni wọ́n
náà. We are talking about dangers that can make the life of a Christian porous even though he's still carrying Bible.
À ń sọ nípa àwọn ewu èyí tó lè mú kí ayé kìrìsìtẹ́nì kó pòfo nígbà tí ó tilẹ̀ tó sì ń gbé.
We are talking of dangers that the devil will actually perforate your life and yet you are still inside church.
À ń sọ nípa ewu èyí tó wà níbẹ̀ nígbà tí èṣù tó sì lè ráyè wọ inú ayé kìrìsìtẹ́nì nígbà tí irú kìrìsìtẹ́nì bẹ́ẹ̀ tó sì lè wà níwájú Ọlọ́run.
Jesus is saying if a man wants to serve me where I am that's where he has to be.
Tí ẹnikẹ́ni yóò bá sin mi Jésù sọ wípé níbi tí mo wà ibẹ̀ ni òun pẹ̀lú gbọ́dọ̀ wà.
If you are married the way you are doing your marriage is that how Jesus stipulated marriage.
Tó o bá ti gbéyàwó bí o ti ń ṣe nínú ìgbéyàwó rẹ ǹjẹ́ bí Jésù ti sọ wípé kí ìgbéyàwó rí nìyẹn.
That's the issue.
Ohun tí a ń sọ rèé.
You know by the time we now count all the whole thing and put it down you know where we are we will know where we are.
Nígbà tá a bá wá ka gbogbo rẹ̀ tá a wá kojọ kalẹ̀ a mọ̀ pé ibi báyìí ni a wà o.
Please am I right with that? Will it not be clear to all of us where we are? Are you angry with me? Will it be clear or not?
Ṣé a wá di ohun tí a mọ̀ àbí?
Amen.
Ami.
That's the issue.
Ohun tí a ń sọ rèé.
That is the issue.
Ohun tí a ń sọ rèé.
And yet we are living in such a dangerous time.
Síbẹ̀ a wá ń gbé nínú àwọn àkókò tó burú.
We don't understand that the devil is after only one thing.
A mọ̀ wípé Sátani ó ń lé ohun kan ṣoṣo ni.
To bring about a separation between me and Jesus. That's all it's after.
Láti mú ìyapa wá láàrin èmi àti Jesus.
That's the only thing it's after.
Ohun kan ṣoṣo.
It's not two things. That's the only thing it's after.
Kò lé ohun méjì. Ohun kan ṣoṣo ni ó ń lé.
So that's what it means that a man is not with Jesus.
Ohun tí ó túmọ̀ sí rè wípé ènìyàn ọkùnrin kan kò sí pẹ̀lú Jésù.
Because if a person is with Jesus.
Torí pé nígbà tí ènìyàn kan bá wà pẹ̀lú Jésù.
You know he will follow Jesus' personal example daily.
A mọ̀ wípé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò máa tẹ̀lé àpẹẹrẹ Jésù lójoojúmọ́.
You know that beyond even following the personal examples of Jesus wherever Jesus is that's where he will be.
A mọ̀ wípé kọ́ ju wípé ó tilẹ̀ ń tẹ̀lé Jésù lójoojúmọ́ lọ ibikíbi tí Jésù bá wà ni irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ yóò wà.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That's what it means.
Ohun tí ó túmọ̀ sí rèé.
He said, "He that is not with me, that person is against me."
O ni eni ti o si pelu mi, o se odi mi.
I want to read it from some other translation so that it is clear to us.
Mo fe ka ka lati inu awon eda bibeli miran ko ba le ye wa.
I read it from easy to read version and I read from the Message translation. From easy to read it says, "The person is not with me."
Ti eni keni o ba si pelu mi,
then he is against me.
Oh, should he see me?
The person that does not work with me,
eni ti ko sise pelu mi,
that person is working against me.
O sise lodi si mi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are talking of betraying Jesus.
An so nipa fifi Jesu han.
Betraying Jesus.
Fifi Jesu han.
When a man becomes false to the Lord.
Nigba ti eniyan ba di eni ti odi odi.
When a man becomes disloyal to Jesus.
Nígbà tí ènìyàn bá di ẹni tí ò ṣe tí ò jẹ́ olótìtọ́ sí Jésù.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said anybody that is not with me, what is he?
Ẹnikẹ́ni tí ò sí pẹ̀lú mi.
Against me. He can even be a preacher.
Ó tilẹ̀ lè jẹ́ oníwàásù.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
To come and preach something Jesus is not saying, what are you doing?
Láti wá máa wàásù
ohun
tí Jésù ò sọ, kí ló túmọ̀ sí? Ó túmọ̀ sí pé irú ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ wà.
I'm not even saying that you are preaching error.
Mi ò tiẹ̀ sọ pé bóyá òun wàásù nínú àṣìṣe.
I'm not even talking about those ones that you know they all what they know how to preach is what will make people bring money. I'm not even talking about those ones.
A mọ̀ wípé àwọn kan wà tó yẹ pé ohun tó ń mọ̀ láti wàásù òun ni pé káwọn èèyàn
ṣàfihàn. To even preach Bible without God telling you what to say, you are against him.
Láti máa wàásù Bíbélì lòdì sí ohun tí Ọlọ́run fẹ́ kó sọ. Òun ṣe lòdì sí Jésù pẹ̀lú.
Maybe you are even a song minister.
Bóyá o tilẹ̀ jẹ́ adarí orin.
To sing a song the Lord is not laying in your heart, you are against him.
Láti kọ orin tí Ọlọ́run ò fi sí ọkàn rẹ, òun ṣe lòdì sí Jésù
nìyẹn. You know, Christians, most of us, we don't know how serious the issue of the Lordship of Jesus Christ is.
A ò mọ bí ó ti gbojì gan tó ṣíṣe ìjọba ti Jésù lórí ayé wa.
What he means when he says that he is Lord, we don't know the gravity.
a o mo bo ti wuwo to nigba ti ohun so pe oluwa lo je lori aye wa a o mo bo.
He said anybody that is not working with me or gathering with me is scattering what I'm gathering.
Oni enikeni ti o sise pelu mi o sise lodi si mi ni.
Sister, could your dressing be gathering what Jesus is trying to do?
Pelu imura re sister nje ise lo nko jo pelu Jesu abo ohun fonka.
When people see you, wonder sir, I mean if a Christian like this, then I don't have a problem too.
Nigba ti awon eniyan ba ri o se ki se pe won so wi pe ah ti Christian ba le ri bayi emi na mi o ni wala.
Isn't your life a point of stumbling block?
Se igbe aye re o ti le wa di ohun ti o n gbe awon elomiran subu bi.
How safely can Christian men walk at your back?
Bawo ni o se rorun ti o si se ailewu to ki awon Christian okunrin ki won ma rin ko ma rin leyin re.
But, you know, brother, by behavior, isn't your life what scatters what God wants to do in the lives of other people?
Brother, ani ibi what in be igbe aye re pelu nje ise lo nko jo pelu Jesu ni abo nfoka.
When people just see you, wonder say, ah, if you are going to heaven, I don't want, if your type goes to heaven, I don't want to go to that heaven.
Nigba ti awon eniyan ba wa so wi pe ah ti ru e dabi ti re ba le lo si orun emi o fe lo sorun yen.
The devil could put something in his heart to betray Jesus.
Eshu o le fi nkan si lokan lati fi Jesu han.
What are the type of things that the devil put in the heart of people today that make them betray Jesus?
Kila won ti Eshu n fi si okan awon eyan loni lati mu won kan fi Jesu han.
Because we need to look at it because we are in the night season.
A nilo lati wo ti tori bi pe a wa ni asale.
The devil will say because you need money.
Eshu a so pe tori eni nilo owo.
You know you have to do whatever you have to do. We are in Lagos, everybody is hustling.
Then you too, you will
not start doing what everybody else is doing.
You work well. You are better to say, "Oh, go go down when you say."
You are a Christian brother.
Oh, yeah, Christian, you are calling.
But when they say you should go and buy something in your office,
you must want to buy something for Lord. I'm calling. You be sure.
You know how to add money on top.
Oh, my boy, my shirt too.
You work on. You will say, "Bit as in she Latin, yeah."
You pay. Where we walk, there we eat.
It's not that they are not paying you a salary.
You
will still come and give offering from that useless money.
Latin owo to ti kojo yen to ti rejo yen wa tun wa fi ore ati da mewa fun Olorun nibe.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Are we getting what I'm talking about? What are the things that the devil puts in the hearts of people that make them to betray Jesus?
Kini awon nkan ti Esu man fi si okan awon eniyan to mu won fi Jesu han.
You may look at yourself and say, "Who is going to marry me?"
The
devil will now come to you and say, "See how lonely you are."
If you are will be one because the dawa.
That's when your former boyfriend will come.
Igbayeni eni to tim a olubadeshi atijo tire yo wa wa.
You know, sir. I don't know why you are taking things very seriously.
Me o mo idi to fi mu nkan le kokoko bayi.
You too now say, "Me people meet, I didn't even know." You know, I think I was just becoming a fanatic.
Iwo na emi gan ti e mo to nse mi ngba yen.
Then he will say, "See." The problem. Let's just go to Mr. B and eat. And with just 1,500 naira, he will conclude your life.
Pelu egberun kan ati 500 naira, awa mu aye re, awa mu amu wa topin.
Ala tenu je oni je kuje.
Titori meat pie. Ati ohun elerin dodo.
You know, all you now be saying is that, you know, and that one too, he will not be calling you on the phone every night. You that you cannot pray overnight or do Bible study overnight.
Awa bere si pe o loru loru iwo to ti e le gbadura wakati kan loru abi ko se ko bibeli.
When he calls on the phone and your phone rings,
nigba to ba pe ti ago re ti dun,
he say, hello.
A bere si se hello.
He will keep quiet. O
awa dakelo.
Are you not there?
Hello, so o si nbe yen ni.
Then you just hear him say,
wa ko wa gbo ta so pe
Olomi, Oremi, Ololufe. That's then.
Awa bere se korin yen fun Oloru.
He's not born again, no.
Ki se ni to ti bi asun bi o.
But the devil has planted loneliness in your heart.
Sugbon Esu o ti gbe idawa nikan sinu
okan. And all he's telling is, "Say you can see that at least this one is looking at you. This one is looking at you."
So wa le ri pe eleyi ti en wo iyen o nwo
it you say, because I don't even know what's wrong with all those Christian brothers. It's only the heaven that they've been saying.
Iwo nu awa ma so pe won ti e mo nkan to nse awon Christian okunrin yen orun sa ni won wo.
then you know, when now as he sings, you now be laughing.
Nígbà tí olólùfẹ́ rẹ ọba bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí kọrin, wàá máa rẹ́rìn.
Just stop it now, stop it, stop it.
Wàá máa ní dá, dálé, dálé.
Then when he sees you next week, because you are lonely.
Nígbà tí wọ́n bá wá rí ọ ní ọ̀sẹ̀ tó máa tẹ̀lé, torí pé ó dá wà.
He will now buy big flower.
Wàá wá ra òdòdó ńlá.
And he knows that you kuku like food.
Ó sì mọ̀ pé ó fẹ́ràn oúnjẹ.
So we'll buy different you know, types of assorted chocolates and stuff.
A wá ra oríṣiríṣi jọ.
Of course, you won't forget the teddy bear.
Kò dẹ̀ nígbàgbé àwọn bèbí kékèké.
When he now brings, you know, then there will be a card.
A wá ra àwọn ìkọ̀wé ti tòyìnbó.
Wọ́n ní mo ti ṣerú ẹ̀ rí.
Tọkọ oríṣiríṣi sí.
Ìyàwó tèmi lè mi ṣerú ẹ̀ fún. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He will now write on the card.
A wá kọ sí orí ìwé tá ń fi ránṣẹ́ sí yàn.
Tèmi yours for as if yours forever or forever yours.
Wípé tèmi ni ọ́ o títí láyé.
You now enter your room, you now be hugging the bear.
Wà wá wọnú yàrá rẹ, wà á máa so pọ̀ mọ́.
And Jesus is coming soon.
Jesus sì ń bọ̀ kankan.
You understand it now. Some other people, what the devil will plant in their hearts that will make them betray Jesus' ambition.
Àwọn ẹlòmíràn, ohun tí èṣù yóò gbìn sínú ọkọ wọn láti mú wọn fi Jésù hàn, òun ni mo fẹ́ dà báyìí.
Ah, by so yeah.
Nígbà tó bá máa fi di ọdún báyìí.
I must be this and be that and be.
Mo gbọ́dọ̀ ti di báyìí.
Who told you that year will still be, you know, that year will come and rapture will not have happened?
Ta ló sọ fún ọ wípé ọdún yẹn yóò dé? Ti ìgbàsókè tí ó sì ti ní ṣẹlẹ̀.
Do we understand these things now?
Ṣohun tí a ń sọ yìí yé wa.
The devil could still put something in his heart.
Èṣù ó sì ní àǹfààní láti fi nǹkan kan sí lọ́kàn.
You are the one that they used to call mama prayer.
Ìwọ ni wọ́n ń pè ní ìyá àdúrà.
But the devil has planted pride in your heart.
Ṣùgbọ́n Èṣù ó ti gbin ìgbéraga sínú ọkàn rẹ.
Any prayer point that you know when you people pray together and things happen.
Nígbà tí a bá gbàdúrà papọ̀ sí nǹkan sì ṣẹlẹ̀.
And maybe God has started telling you one or two things.
Bóyá Ọlọ́run sì ti bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí sọ àwọn nǹkan méjì fún ọ.
Then automatically now you know that whatever you are hearing, God will always speak to you.
O sì ti wá mọ̀ pé láìní ohunkóhun tí o bá ti gbọ́.
So even when other people are saying check this thing again.
Nígbà táwọn ẹlòmíràn bá tilẹ̀ sọ pé ṣe jẹ́ ká yẹ̀wò.
The devil will now whisper to you.
Ìṣù àwa ra sọ kẹ́lẹ́kẹ́lẹ́ sí ọ lédi.
They are jealous of your gift.
Níṣe ni wọ́n ń jowú àwọn ẹ̀bùn rẹ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And you will start living a life that is above, that is against the.
Wàá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí gbé ìgbé ayé eléyìí tó tako Ọlọ́run.
You will still be living prayer the way you used to live prayer.
Wàá sì máa tún darí àdúrà bó ti ń ṣe o.
But on the day Jesus comes to take home his church.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí Jésù bá wá dé láti mú ìjọ rẹ̀ lọ.
After he has gone.
Nígbà tó bá ti lọ tán.
You will still be doing prayer meeting.
Wàá sì máa ṣe àwọn ìpàdé àdúrà yẹn lọ.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said, "He that is not with me is against me."
Ó ní ẹni tí ò sí pẹ̀lú mi, ó ṣe lòdì sí
mi. He that does not gather with me is scattering what I'm doing.
Ẹni tí ò kójọ pẹ̀lú mi, ó ń fọ́nká ni.
We scatter what Jesus is doing by our lives.
À ń fọ́nká àwọn ohun tí Jésù ń ṣe nípa ìgbé ayé wa.
When we say we belong to him and yet we are living in opposition to him.
Nígbà tí a sọ pé a wà pẹ̀lú rẹ̀, ṣùgbọ́n à ń gbé ìgbé ayé tó lòdì sí pátápátá.
The Lord will grant us understanding in Jesus' name.
Ọlọ́run yóò fi òye yé wa ní orúkọ
Jésù. I want us to look Matthew chapter 26 verse 25.
Matthew oríkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n, mo fẹ́ ká wò láti ẹsẹ̀ karùndínlọ́gbọ̀n.
Matthew 26 verse 20 to verse 25.
Ìwé Matthew oríkẹrìndínlọ́gbọ̀n, ká wò láti ẹsẹ̀ ogún. Sí ẹsẹ̀ karùndínlọ́gbọ̀n. Nígbà tí alẹ́ sílẹ̀, ó jókòó pẹ̀lú àwọn méjìlá, bí wọ́n sì ti ń jẹun, ó wí pé lóòótọ́ ni mo wí fún yín, ọ̀kan nínú yín yóò fi mí hàn. Wọ́n sì káàánú gidigidi, olúkúlùkù wọn bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí bí léèrè pé Olúwa èmi ni bí. Ó sì dáhùn wípé ẹni tí ó bá mi tọwọ́ bọ inú àwo, òun náà ni yóò fi mí hàn. Ọmọ ènìyàn ń lọ bí a ti kọ̀wé nípa tirẹ̀, ṣùgbọ́n ègbé ni fún ọkùnrin náà láti ọ̀dọ̀ ẹni tí a gbé ti fi ọmọ ènìyàn hàn ìbásàn fún ọkùnrin náà bí ó ṣe pé a kò bí i nígbà náà ni Júdásì tí ó fi hàn dáhùn wípé rábì èmi ni bí ó sì wú fún pé ìwọ wí.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Brother, tell us something.
Ara ẹ jẹ́ kí n sọ ohun kan fún wa.
It is better that somebody is not born again.
Ìbá dára wípé ènìyàn kò di àtúnbí.
Than for that person that says he is born again.
Jù fún ẹni tí ó ti di àtúnbí lọ.
To betray Jesus.
Láti fi Jésù hàn.
Because actually betrayal, to, you know, actually to betray Jesus is apostasy.
Ní fífi Jésù hàn, ó jẹ́ ohun tí ó lòdì pátápátá sí ìyìnrere.
Once you have, you know, once you begin to betray him, I see, as we begin to study on, you will be seeing how, you know, from one level to the other, of what was happening to Judas. Eh? And everything Jesus was trying to do to bring him back, to bring him back, to bring him back. And how he just refused.
Bí a ti ń kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ lọ, a ó rí nípele nípele àwọn ohun tí ó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí Judas kí ó tó di pé ó papọ̀ wá fi Jésù hàn.
But I want to begin from that point where, as they were eating with him, he said, one of you is going to betray me.
Ṣùgbọ́n mo fẹ́ bẹ̀rẹ̀ láti ibi tí Jésù ti sọ wípé ẹnìkan nínú yín yóò fi mí hàn nígbà tí ó ń jẹun pẹ̀lú wọn.
Do you know that the Lord will not be telling us this morning if it is not possible that somebody is here that has a tendency to betray him?
Mo fẹ́ jẹ́ kí o mọ̀ wípé Ọlọ́run ò ní máa bá wa sọ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ ní ìlànà tí ó ń bá wa sọ yìí tí kì í bá ṣe pé lára wa wà tó jẹ́ wípé a ní irú orí ọ̀fẹ́ báyìí láti fi Jésù hàn.
He did not say that Judas will betray him.
Kò sọ wípé Judas yóò fi òun hàn.
There's even no prophecy that said, "Thus says the Lord, a man will be born, called Judas, named the son of Simon the Iscariot, who will betray." There was no prophecy like that.
A ò tilẹ̀ rí ìsọtẹ́lẹ̀ kankan tó sọ wípé a ó bí ọkùnrin kan orúkọ rẹ̀ yóò máa jẹ́ Judas ọmọ Simeoni tí yóò fi Jésù hàn.
What the word of God says is that somebody is going to betray him.
Ohun tí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run sọ ni wípé ẹnìkan yóò fi Jésù hàn.
Just as the word of God is saying to us today.
Bákan náà bí ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run ti ń sọ fún wa lówùúrọ̀ yìí.
That he that overcomes.
Wípé ẹni tí ó bá borí.
Shall be clothed in white.
A ó fi funfun, a ó fi bọ̀ Ọlọ́run.
Amen.
Àmì.
So if one does not overcome, what happens?
Ẹni tí ò bá wa borí nǹkan.
Will he be clothed in white?
Ṣé a ó fi aṣọ funfun bọ̀ Ọlọ́run?
He will not be clothed. But when Jesus told them somebody is going to betray me.
Ṣùgbọ́n nígbà tí Jésù sọ pé ẹnìkan yóò fi mí hàn.
I like the amplified translation of their response.
Mo gbọ́, mo fẹ́ràn bí ìkan lára àwọn ìdáhùn yẹn ti rí nínú ìdá Bíbélì mi.
They said that.
Ó sọ wípé.
Lord.
Olúwa.
Surely it cannot be me.
Lótìítọ́ kò lè jẹ́ èmi.
You know, you would think that that's being presumptuous, abi?
A máa wò pé ẹni yẹn ń rò ní pé kò lè jẹ́ òun.
Then they now said, or can it?
Ó tún wá sọ pé àbí ṣó lè jẹ́ èmi bí o.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I wish that you will talk like that in your heart today.
Mo wo pe iwo na wa le dahun abi wa le soro bayi ninu okun re.
That God forbid, I will never betray Jesus.
Wi pe Olorun ko won ni fi Jesus han.
How can I?
Wa tun wo pe ninu okun re nje mo le fi Jesus han.
You don't understand what that is.
Ohun ti eleyi je oye wa abi?
Self distrust.
Wi pe wọn ò ti ẹ̀ tún wọn ò gbára mi gbọ́ wọn ò lè sọ pé wọn ò ní ṣe o.
And if a man will grow spiritually.
Tí ènìyàn bá wá máa ń lọ tó ń lọ báyìí nínú ẹ̀mí.
He must grow in self-distrust.
Ó gbọ́dọ̀ tún dàgbà dé ìpele wípé nígbà míì wọn ò gbàgbọ́ wípé wọn ò ní lè ṣe ohun báyìí.
So that his trust and hope can be in Jesus alone.
Kí ìrètí rẹ̀ àti ìgbàgbọ́ rẹ̀ kó ba lè wà nínú Jésù Kristi nìkan.
Jesus said that even though he knew what Judas was going to do that night.
Jésù sọ eléyìí bó tilẹ̀ jẹ́ pé ó mọ ohun tí Judas yóò ṣe láti ọjọ́ yẹn.
You know, he even said that the Son of Man is going, you know, the way it has been written concerning him.
Ó tilẹ̀ tún sọ wípé ọmọ ènìyàn ń lọ gẹ́gẹ́ bí a ti kọ̀wé tirẹ̀ fún.
But woe is unto that man.
Ṣùgbọ́n ègbé ni fún ọkùnrin náà.
Who is going to betray me?
Nípasẹ̀ ẹni tí a ó fi ọmọ ènìyàn hàn.
It's better that he was never born.
Ìbá dára fún ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ pé a ò tilẹ̀ bí rárá.
You don't understand what I'm saying.
Ṣé òye ohun tí mo ń sọ
yé wa? If the day his mother got pregnant.
wípé ní ọjọ́ tí ìyá rẹ̀ lóyún.
She had a miscarriage.
Wípé ìyá rẹ̀ wá ní àmúbọ́ nínú oyún náà.
It would have been a better testimony.
Wípé ìbá dára fún.
Than that man would betray Jesus.
Ju wípé kíru ọkùnrin bẹ́ẹ̀ kó wá fi Jésù hàn.
And immediately Jesus said that.
Lẹ́sẹ̀ kan náà tí Jésù sọ eléyìí.
Please, in that passage, what happened next?
Kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀ nínú ibẹ̀ yẹn?
I'm asking us.
Lẹ́sẹ̀ kan náà tí Jésù sọ eléyìí, kí ló ṣẹlẹ̀ níbẹ̀?
Eh? No. Look at it now. It's there in your Bible. You know, he said, somebody is going to betray me. Then they were all exceedingly pained. And they all said, Lord, it cannot be me. And Jesus said that woe is that man. Abi?
Jesus said,
woe is that man.
Jesus said,
so you see, we need to pray.
Jesus
giving the worst type of warning, the most type of serious warning you can give to anybody.
Jesu n fi awon ikilo ti o le ju ti eyan le fi fun enikeni o n fi fun won.
Before that time, Judas had already gone out to go and negotiate with the priests.
Ki o to di akoko yi, Judas ti lo, o ti lo se idunadura pelu awon olori
alufa. They have agreed that they will pay him 30 pieces of silver.
Won si ti gba wipe won fun ni 30 ide.
Now Jesus said that a benefeni no to ma fi mi han abi.
Jesus said, woe unto that man.
But it is better that man is not born.
Wipe o tile iba tile dara fun okunrin na wipe a obi rara.
Please don't forget everything was happening in the night.
E ma gbagbe wipe gbogbo ohun to nsele yi o nsele ni asale.
After Jesus just said that.
Leyin ti Jesus so eleyi,
Judas now said,
Judas so wipe,
Lord,
Oluwa,
I'm not the one though. Abi can it be me?
Emi ko nje o le je emi bi.
You understand what I'm talking about, a man's heart now.
Se ohun ti mo so nipa okun eniyan se nri ni bi bayi bi.
There are several people, if they were here today,
opolopo awon eniyan ko wa se pe ti won ba tile wa ni bi loni,
no matter what we are preaching, it will not touch them again.
Ko ni fi se ohun ti ati e nwasu le ko le to won lokan.
Because it's not today that they have been betraying Jesus.
Because titori pe ko ki se eni ohun ni won tin fi Jesus han.
Many of them could even be preachers who they no longer believe that Jesus is coming back.
Opolopo won ti le je oniwa su to pe won o ti le gbagbo pe Jesus n pada
bo mo. There are just some young people that are talking. They're just because they are small people.
Awon omo kekeke la won ton so eleyi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus just said that. Is Jesus somebody that will say something that will not happen?
Nje Jesus je eniti yo so nkan ti ko se ni sele bi.
But the devil has stolen his heart away.
Sugbon esu o ti ji okan Judas lo patapata.
The devil has carried his heart away.
Esu ti gbe okan lo patapata.
He could still have boldness to say, surely it's not me. Meanwhile, he has 8 o'clock appointment with the chief priests.
O tun le fi owo soya wipe lo ti to ko gbodo je emi o. Bo ti je pe o ni
ipasipo. When you leave this place,
nigba ti wo na ba kuro nibi,
is there already an appointment with a boyfriend that is not born again?
Nje o ti le ti ni oro asotele oro asopo pelu okunrin to tejo nwole tejo nwode?
Is there
abanideshe yen?
Is there an appointment with somebody that you know is not a Christian?
Nje o ti le ni oro asoti tele pelu ore re kan abi enikan?
As the Lord is bringing these issues, are you just speaking in tongues and say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes?
Bi Olorun ti mu awon oro yi jade si wa, nje nse lo kon so ni kon fe de for ton so pe be ni.
Let me say to you,
je kin so fun o.
So says the Lord.
Bayi ni Oluwa wi,
the Son of Man is going the way it was written concerning him.
Omo eniyan lo gege bi ati kowe si re.
But woe unto that person.
Sugbon egbe ni fun eni na
that betrays him.
It
will be better if that person is not born.
Praise the
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Judas didn't even know that that was the last opportunity he had to be with Jesus.
Judas because
it was that same night that they arrested Jesus. And the priest, they paid Judas all his money. They paid him his money, the money he was asking for. They paid him.
Owo ti won ti jo gbimo lati san won so fun Judas.
When he now saw that they have condemned Jesus to death.
Gba to wa ri pe won ti da Jesus lejo lati pa.
He now started feeling bad about what he has done.
O wa bere si banuje fun ohun ti o ti se.
Then he went to hang himself.
O wa lo pokoso fun ara re.
Let me say to you,
Je ki n so fun o.
As you are sitting down here,
bi o ti joko sibi,
this may be the last message you will hear about rapture.
Eleyi le je oro ti wo na yo gbo keyin.
So if the appointment already that you have,
to ba wa je pe ohun kan wa to ti ni tele tele asoti kan wa to ti li pelu enikan ni tele,
with some people who you know they are enemies of the cross,
pelu awon eniyan kan tabi enikan to je ti o mo pe ota ibi agbelebu ni awon
ibayi, people who you know that they have no respect for Jesus,
awon ti o mo pe won o ti le tele ba fun Jesus,
people who don't care about whatever Jesus is saying or what he thinks,
awon ti won o ti le bikita boya Jesus nsoro abi Jesus soro.
And you too, you are here, you are sitting down now like a disciple.
You wonder why joko sibi o joko gege bi omo leyin,
but actually you are not a disciple.
Sugbon ni toto o ti e ki so omo leyin re.
Let me tell you in all humility,
je kin so fun o ni pelu gogo irele,
let me tell you with all seriousness I can muster,
je kin so fun o pelu gogo ohun ti mo le okun to wa ninu mi lati so fun o,
if you will go away from this place and you are acting so nicely like Judas,
ti wo na yo ba jade kuro ninu bi to nwuwa gegegege bi ti Judasi,
if you will leave this place without saying Lord, Lord, I am the man, not am I,
ti wo na to ba jade kuro nibi lai ki se pe o so pe Oluwa emi ni eni na ki se pe o so pe
ko emi ni o, because before this retreat started,
tori ki pade yi to bere,
you cannot tell me you don't know what you were doing.
Oh, le so fun mi pe o mo awon ohun ti o
se, even where you were coming from, you know, you know
ni papa julo ni bi ti o ti le tin bo o mo ipo mo.
Yes, the Bible says about Jesus,
bibeli so be sibe pelu nipa ti Jesu,
in Hebrews 4 and verse 13,
ninu iwe Hebrew ori kerin,
neither is there any creature that is not made manifest in his sight,
ko si ohun ko ohun ti a o fi hun ni waju re,
but all things are naked and open to the sight of him with whom we have to do,
ohun gbogbo lo han gbangba gbangba lo ti wa ni o ni waju Olorun wa.
How will it be? Jesus was saying, he was saying somebody is going to betray me,
bawo ni yo ti ri nigbati Jesus so pe enikan yo fi mi han.
Let us assume something,
e je ki a ti le,
you know, if as all of us are here now somebody stole money,
bi gogo wa se joko si bi bayi, e je ka kan wo pe boya enikan ji owo,
or somebody fat
abi enikan so,
you know, I was like, ah, this place is smelly, this place is smelly.
I want so we pay if by you.
Who is the person that fat? Or who is the person that stole money? Please, what will that actual person's conscience begin to do?
I'm asking.
What is conscience is out there? It's me, it is me, it is me.
She ninu okan ni be, she ariwo ni ma sele wi pe iwo ni.
While it may be shameful, especially if it's a place where people respect you and you stole money or you fart,
but in the o wa le je ohun itiju nitori pe boya nibi to ti sele yen awon eniyan to teri ba fun opo nibe ko ba gbo pe iru eni be ohun lo so abi lo ji owo,
that even you to can still steal money or you can still fart,
iru eyin niru ipejo ko ba e tun si le ji owo.
You know, the issue that we are talking about today is it is more, you know, its gravity is weightier than stealing money or farting.
Ohun ti an so loni o je ohun to wuwo ju pe keyan ti e ji owo lo.
And nobody is saying that you should expose yourself publicly.
Ko si si eni to wa n so wi pe ko fi ara re han ni gbangba.
I'm just saying expose yourself to the word of God.
Sugbon mo n so wi pe ko fi ara re han ko si o wa ara re si oro Olorun.
Expose yourself to the word of God.
Ko fi ara re han si oho ara re si oro Olorun.
Jesus didn't have to say somebody is about to betray him.
Jesus o nilo lati so pe enikan ti setan lati fi ohun
lo. He thought that he was not going to die.
O mo wi pe ohun yo ku akoko si ti to fun lati
lo. So the same way Jesus knew he's going to come back soon.
Lati kan so ohun ti Jesus ohun tu o ti le tun pada bo laipe.
He was only saying it to appeal to Judas' conscience.
Jesus ko so eleyi wi pe enikan yo fi mi han lati kan tun pero sinu oko Judas boya aye pada.
It was Judas last night alive and he didn't know.
Ise ni asale yen je asale to gbeyin ninu aye Judas, sugbon Judas o mo.
That was the last night he would live, he did not know.
Judas o je asale ti o gbeyin fun lati gbe sugbon won o ti e.
That was the last night Judas could have had, you know, could have received mercy from God, but he didn't know.
O je asale to gbeyin ninu aye Judas lati ri anugba lowo Jesus sugbon ko mo.
He didn't know.
Ko mo.
He still kept drinking the wine and doing everything.
O si tun mu oti. Oti wine, o si tun je lo.
Even when he now asked the Lord,
nigba to ti le wa bere lowo
Olorun, surely master cannot be me.
ipa oluwa ko le je emi o
or can it be
abi emi ni bi
Jesus said you have stated the fact
Jesus sọ fun pe iwo wi
all the other disciples they didn't even understand that that's what Jesus was talking about
gbogbo awon omo eyin to ku won o ti le mo wi pe ohun ti Jesus so ni pe ohun gangan ni
because all of them were still sad that somebody can betray the Lord
tori gbogbo won si nkedun won si nbanu je pe ah ni ba ti jo se to yi enikan to wa laarin wa
the word of God is coming to you this morning
bi oro olorun tin to iwo na wa lowuro yi
even when your conscience asks the question look can I do this thing that they are saying
boya okan re ninu okan re lohun o ti e nbere lowo re pe ah se mi na ti le le
as the word of God is coming you know God is speaking to you that you are the man
bi oro olorun tin wa o mo yi pe oro olorun o so fun wa wipe iwo na o le se
don't be like Judas I'll just look away and just smile a little say it's okay it's okay it's okay it's okay
ma da bi Judas ti yo kan gboju segbe kan ti yo renrin mu se ti o so pe ah o ti dara o ti dara
up to today nobody names their children Judas
lati ti di akoko ti awa yi ko se ni keni abi ni bi kibi ta ti gbo ti won so mo ni Judas
abi have you gone to a christening service before and they say hey congratulations what's your son's name and they say ah his name is Judas Iscariot
abi ati lo sibi somo loruko kankan to je titi ijo titi kristeni ti awa gbo ti won ni akiloruko mo to ni oruko ta o somo yi ni Judas Iscariot
his name and his line ended because of his acts
oruko re ati iran re o pare o parun titori ise re
in fact in the book of acts chapter 1 the bible says let his bishopric be given to another
pa julo ninu iwe ise apostoli ori kini bibeli so wipe ipo re ninu ile oluwa aye re e je ka gbe fun elomiran
don't know whether you know that Jesus after Judas went out when he rose up and he instituted the Lord's Supper
mi o mo boya o ti le mo wipe nigba ti Judas ti won jade kuro nibe ti won fi igbe kale onja le oluwa sile
when Jesus was talking to the remaining 11
nigba ti Jesus wa nba awon omokanla to ku soro
he told them that this wine
so fun won wipe which is
my blood
ti se eje mi
you know that I have shed for the remission of the sins of many
Timothy tasile fun imukuro ese opo
he said when he now drank a little of it he says that I will no longer drink of the vine of this new wine until I drink it again with you in my father's kingdom
oni pe nigba leyin to ti mu die nibe oni pe won ni mu mo pelu yin ninu ife yi ayati to ba tun di ni ijoba baba mi
I don't know if you know that Jesus promised all the other disciples that they are going to reign over one tribe of Israel each
mi o mo boyo ti le mo wipe Jesu o se
in the new kingdom
fun awon mokanla to ku pelu re wipe ohun won yo wa lori ijoba kankan ni titi eya ti Israeli ninu ijoba baba
re I am not sure if it is clear to you that the foundation stones that God used to build new Jerusalem the names of the 12 apostles of Jesus Christ one by one everybody's name is there
mi o mo boyo ti le yo wipe awon okuta ti a fi se ipile in Jerusalem tutun wipe oruko awon mo eyin Jesu mejila oruko won wa lo
but you see when Jesus said that it is the person that I give the morsel that I've dipped to he that's who the person will be
nigba ti Jesu so eleyi wipe eni ti won fi okele yi fun nigba ti mo ba ti fi kan inu obe eni ti won fi okele yi fun ohun ni eni na yo je
you know to all of us we say then it should be clear that everybody will know that it is Judas that will betray Jesus abi
fun gbogbo wa ise lo je ko ye wa wipe ah adetin mo wipe Judas ohun leni to ma fi Jesu han
except that it is not so
sugbon ki ise po ri be
because in the ancient Near East you know in the land of Israel
ni orile ide Israeli
apart from if you know apart from the fact that when you sit near the host it's a great privilege
yato wipe o je ohun olola nigba to ba joko segbe eni ti o n pe apejo
if the host of that feast now dips his bread inside soup and gives it to you it's even greater honor the former one
nigbati eni to pe apejo to ba fi okele kan obe to si wa mu fun o iyen tun wa fi han wipe o tun je won olola julo ju wipe akanjo joko
do na ko tegbere lo so all of them too would have wished that Jesus would have given them that bread you know because before they got to that place that night they were fighting over who would be the greatest
ọpọlọpọ won ninu awon meji awon mokanla to ku na yo ma ti le ro wipe Jesu a fi okele kan obe amu fun awon na ti tori pe ami olola ni tori siwaju akoko yen won tin wo laarin ara won pe ta lo ma je oga nigba ti Jesu ba lo
so for Jesus to give it to Judas what will everybody be doing now
so ipe Jesu wa mu okele o wa mu fun Judas
ohun ti oto ni ohun to ma wa ni okan gbo awon to ku wi pe boya
never do
o tun bo la ko
Judas. I think Judas will be the greatest person.
So won wa ma wo wi pe ah ko mu fun emi ko mu fun wo ah Judas lo ma je olola julo ni bi
actually Jesus was sending a coded message to Judas.
Ni se lo ise lo je wi pe Jesus n fi ise iranse kan fun Judas ti o je pe o ye Judas o si ye Jesus pelu.
He didn't want to expose him before everybody.
Ko fe tu lasiri ko fe fi han ni waju gbogbo awon eniyan to ku.
Do you understand?
He didn't want to expose him. Ko fe fi han sugbo o ye Judas o si ye Jesus.
And that's why he was doing all those things.
Itori e lo tin se gbogbo eleyi.
But after Judas said is it I?
Sugbon nigba ti Jesus ti Judas to se to gba eleyi tan.
And Jesus answered that you have stated the fact.
Jesus is open pe iwo wi.
And all the others couldn't still understand what is going on.
Ti gbogbo awon to ku ti o ye ohun to nsele o si ye won pelu.
Something else happened to verse 4.
Ohun kan wa sele ni ese keta ati ese kerin.
Please can you read for me from KJV verse 3 to 4?
Johanu ori ketala ese keta ese kerin.
Amen. Yes.
Ti Jesus si ti mo pe baba ti fi ohun gbogbo le ohun lowo ati pe lodo Olorun li ohun ti wa ohun si n lo sodo Olorun. O dide ni idi onje ale o si fi agbada re lile li apa kan nigba ti o si mungele o di ara re li amure.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When Judas will not yield to the word of God.
Nigba ti Judas o ni jo wa ara re fun oro Olorun.
When the word of God will no longer touch him.
Ti oro Olorun o ma to lokan.
Even though he was feasting with Jesus.
Botile je pe o nwa ni bi ajoyo yi pelu Jesus.
Jesus rose up from
Jesus
that supper table.
Jesus lati ori tabili.
He wanted to use another method. Maybe it will get to him.
O tun fe lo ona miran boya Judas atile yi pada.
When you are not yielding to the direct word of God in the Bible.
Nigbati iwo pelu ti o ba ma jo wara re fun oro Olorun lati nu Bibeli.
That's when God will not start sending other people to you.
Nigba yi ni Olorun ya tun wa ma ran awon elomiran a ma ran si o.
That's when he will now be trying to get your attention through other means.
Olorun a fe ma tun ma yo si o nipa awon ona miran.
That's how he will be trying to get your attention through other methods.
Nipa awon orisirisi ona miran Olorun a sa tun fe ko si o.
So Jesus laid aside his garments.
Olorun Jesus wa mu agbada re. O gbe segbe kan.
He laid aside his garment.
O gbe agbada re segbe kan.
What does that mean?
Ki lele ituma si?
If you will say, you know it's not easy for somebody to understand all this, you know Christian life is difficult.
Ah, igbe aye Christiani o le o.
That was why Jesus had to lay aside his garment to come and live like a human being so that you can see it's possible.
Idi re ti Jesus to fi gbe agbada re si egbe kan lati wa gbe ninu aye yi gege bi eniyan ka ba le ri pe o si sese.
You know he was the second person of the Trinity before he came out as a man.
Se bi awon wi pe o je enikeji ninu meta lokan ki o to wa si aye gege bi eniyan.
He put it all aside to show us that it's possible.
Ogo ati agbara re o gbe si egbe kan o si wa lati gbe bi eniyan ka ba le mo pe o sese.
But anyway, in the particular case of Judas.
Sugbon ninu titi Judas
after he laid aside his garments and he tied a towel.
Lẹ́yìn tí ó wá mú agbada rẹ̀ tó gbé sẹ́gbẹ́ kan tó sì mú gèlè.
He now started to wash all the disciples' feet and to clean it with the towel with which he wrapped around himself.
Ó wá bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí fọ ẹsẹ̀ àwọn ọmọ ẹ̀yìn ó sì ń nù.
I will still explain all that one, okay? The significance of all that later.
Màá sì ṣàlàyé ìtumọ̀ àwọn eléyìí.
But I want you to imagine when he got to Judas and he was washing his leg.
Mo fe ka wo bawo ni nigba ti Jesu ba de odo ti Judas to wa mu ese re to nfo mi fo
at your own legs.
Mo fe
ka your feet, look at your feet.
Wo wo ese titi re.
You know they are clean this morning.
O mo pe awon ese yen mo lowuro yi.
Are they not clean?
Se won o mo bi.
In the olden days they didn't have tarred roads.
Ni aye atijo won o ni ru eleyi.
And it's either mud or dust that you know, because people used to wear sandals.
Tori awon eniyan ma nwo salubata.
afi yala ko je eruku abi ile amo ohun ni o ma fese fokiri.
Do you understand?
So ye wa.
So anybody that's going to wash anybody's feet, you want to do a very hard work.
Enikeni ti yo ba fo ese elomiran ise takotako ni ru enibe.
So imagine Jesus washing, trying to wash the dust or mud off the feet of Judas, and he was using the towel he wrapped around himself to clean Judas's feet.
Wa wo wi pe Jesu o wa nfo eruku ati amo to ti yi Judas lese o wa nfo kuro o si wa nfi aso o tun fi nnu.
And imagine, this is the same Judas that is going to sell Jesus that same night.
Si tu wa wo wi pe Judas yi kan na si Jesu nfo ese re yi ohun na ni yo tun lo ta Jesu ni asale yi tan so yi.
And all Judas is just doing as Jesus is washing his feet is singing, praising the Lord always. Praising the Lord, always praising the Lord with all my heart. Praising the Lord with all my heart, always.
Bi Jesu ti sin se leyi, wa ma wo pe boya iwo wo pe ohun ti Judas n se ni pe o bere si korin. Yin Oluwa ni gbogbo igba, yin Oluwa iwo okan mi.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus was doing that. As he was washing Judas's feet, he was appealing to Judas' humanity to return from insanity.
Bi Jesu ti n we ese Judas, ise lo n pa aro wa for Judas lati mu ori re pada wale. Ise lo n pa aro wa fun pe Judas le pada bo.
Hey, come back, come back, come back.
Wi pe Judas pada bo, ma pada bo.
He just woke up like that and you know, because at that time he cannot make eye contact with Jesus again.
Titori niru akoko yi ko ni le wo Jesu ni oju korojumo. So ohun kan joko sibe Jesus tin wo ese re.
So when Jesus is, because as Jesus was washing each of their feet, he was looking at their eyes.
Bi Jesu tin bo tin fo ese won to nwo ese won to nu lo nwo oju won.
Each of them couldn't understand why is the Lord doing all these things this night.
Gbogbo won ni oye ohun ti Jesu n se yi.
So it's not that it's a crime for Judas to not to understand. The problem is just that Judas is now already an enemy when he's claiming to be a friend.
Before
we start going into the depths of what does it mean that Jesus laid aside his garment and he wrapped around himself a towel,
ka to bele ti ma tun lo tun ijinle ohun ti o tun mo si pe Jesu gbe agbada re segbe kan o si gbe gbele o so mo ara re.
Brethren, let me ask you,
e je kin bere lowo wa,
how much has the Lord profited from your life?
Melo ni ere ti Olorun ti je ninu aye wa?
How much has Jesus profited from your life?
Ani melo ni Olorun ti ri ninu aye wa gege bi ere re?
Several of us, because of all the different churches that we are coming from,
opolopo wa ti tori awon ijo orisirisi ti a tin bo.
We have been told that once you are part of the workers force or choir or drama inside church, you are already working for God. We have been told that.
Ati so fun wa wi pe ni won igba ta ba ti wa lara awon osise ta ti wa lara awon akorin ati di ara re.
Yet Jesus said,
sibe Jesus so wi pe,
in that he died,
eni ti o ku,
he died so that they which are alive will no longer live for themselves. But we live for him who died for them and was raised again. As you're living your life day by day by day by day. Excuse me, auntie, are you living for Jesus? Because if somebody died, I don't think that person's plan will now wake up and will now carry that person's file to go and submit it in the office he was going before.
I'm saying
when somebody dies, I don't think that the plan that he has will now not die. Yes, you cannot be born again except you have died before.
kò sì ṣẹ́ṣẹ́ fún ọ láti di àtúnbí àfi tó bá àfi pé o ti kú.
Many of us have been taught errors.
Ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ni a ti kọ́ ẹ̀ ni a ti kọ́ lẹ̀kọ́ òdì.
And you see if that when Jesus Christ comes and there will be no judgment seat of Christ.
Ká wá ní pé nígbà tí Jésù bá dé kò ní sí ìtẹ́ ìdájọ́.
I won't have a problem how you live your life.
Mi ò ní ní nǹkan kan ṣe pẹ̀lú bó ti ń gbé ìgbé
ayé rẹ. I will even encourage you, ṣebí you are in the workforce of your church, no problem.
Màá tilẹ̀ tún ru ọ́ sókè wípé àṣẹ bó ti wà lára àwọn òṣìṣẹ́
nínú ìjọba. Except that the Lord is going to ask you every day, how did you live? Did you live for me?
Yàtọ̀ sí wípé mo ń wòye pé mo sì mọ̀ pé Ọlọ́run yóò bèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ wípé ní ìwọ̀n ìgbà tí o gbé ǹjẹ́ o gbé fún mi bí.
My sister, my brother.
Arábìnrin mi, arákùnrin
mi. As Jesus is washing your feet this morning.
Bí Jésù pẹ̀lú bó ti ń wẹ ẹsẹ̀ rẹ lóòrọ̀ yìí.
As he speaking these words to you.
Bó ti ń sọ àwọn ọ̀rọ̀ yìí jáde sí ọ.
When he now confronts you, will you just be able to give to Jesus 2 hours choir practice in a week?
Nígbà tí ó bá wá dojú kọ ayé rẹ, ǹjẹ́ ohun tí ìwọ ó lè fún ni wákàtí méjì ti ìgbaradì àwọn akọrin nínú ọ̀sẹ̀ kan.
No, let us ask ourselves.
Ẹ jẹ́ kí a béèrè lọ́wọ́ ara wa o.
Will you just give him 2 hours practice and 10-15 minutes Sunday ministration a week? Have you lived for him that week like that?
Nínú ọ̀sẹ̀ kan, ǹjẹ́ ohun tí ìwọ yóò fún ni wípé wákàtí méjì tẹ fi gbaradì fún akọrin àti ìṣẹ́jú 15 èyí tá a fi kọrin níjọ Sunday, ǹjẹ́ ohun tí ìwọ yóò lè fún Jésù nínú ọ̀sẹ̀ kan nínú ayé rẹ nìyẹn?
Yes, I'm not asking you to go and resign for whatever job you're doing, especially when you are sure that God is the one that gave you and is the one that put you there.
Mi ò sọ wípé bóyá kí o lọ fi ìwé lẹ̀ níbi tó ti ń ṣiṣẹ́ o, pàápàá jùlọ nígbà tó mọ̀ wípé Ọlọ́run gan ló mú ọ dé ibi tó dé yẹn.
I am only saying that that job becomes your pulpit.
Ohun tí mo kàn ń sọ ni wípé iṣẹ́ yẹn tó ń ṣe yẹn kò di pẹpẹ ti rẹ.
What I am saying is that that thing that you are doing, you are not doing it because you are hungry or because you too want to look like I'm responsible, I'm doing something. You are there first of all as a minister of the gospel of Christ.
Ohun tí mo ń sọ ni wípé ohun tí ọwọ́ rẹ ń rí tó ń gbámú láti ṣe yẹn, o wà níbẹ̀, o ń ṣe, ibẹ̀ yẹn sì ti di pẹpẹ rẹ, o ń ṣe kì í ṣe pé torí pé o fẹ́ gba ayè láwùjọ àbí o ń wá ohun tó máa jẹ, ṣùgbọ́n sì torí pé o jẹ́ ìránṣẹ́ Jésù ní ibi ibẹ̀ yẹn.
If men have been deceiving you that you know, let God meet you where you are serving him and all you are just doing is just one choir practice or prayer band twice a week or something and you think that you are doing something for God, let me tell you, you are not doing anything for God.
Tí àwọn ènìyàn bá sọ fún ọ wípé jẹ́ kí Olúwa bá ọ nídìí iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ tí ó bá dé o, tó sì wá jẹ́ pé wákàtí méjì àwọn akọrin ìgbaradì àwọn akọrin àbí ẹ̀ẹ̀mejì lọ́sẹ̀ títí ìpàdé àdúrà ló wá ń darí, tó sì rò pé ó ń ṣe ohun kan gidi fún Ọlọ́run, jẹ́ kí n sọ fún ọ kí n mọ́ tàn jẹ, ó ṣe ohunkóhun fún Ọlọ́run.
Because if I can ask you,
ṣùgbọ́n ni pé tí n ó bá béèrè lọ́wọ́ rẹ,
do you know that if Jesus didn't die for our sins,
ṣo mọ̀ pé tí Jésù ò bá kú fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa,
do you know he will still be alive till now?
Ṣo mọ̀ pé Jésù yóò sì wà láyé títí dé àkókò yìí?
I'm not telling you blasphemy. Since 2000 years ago, he will still be alive till today because death was not working in him.
Jésù yóò sì wà láyé tí kì í bá ṣe pé ó kú fún ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ wa, yóò sì wà láyé títorí pé ikú kò rìn nínú rẹ̀.
It was sin that brought death and he was not a sinner.
Ẹ̀ṣẹ̀ ló mú ikú wá, Jésù kì í sì ṣe ẹlẹ́ṣẹ̀.
So he would have still been alive over 2000 years. What will he be doing every day? Will he be giving God 2 hours choir practice?
Jésù yóò sì wà fún gbogbo 1,000 years yẹn, Jésù yóò sì wà. Ṣé ohun tí yóò máa ṣe ni pé yóò máa fún Ọlọ́run ní wákàtí méjì orin kíkọ?
Is that what you will be doing?
Ṣé ohun tí Jésù yóò máa ṣe lélẹ̀?
Did he not say that my food is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish the work?
Kì í jẹ́ kí n jẹ́ pé Jésù yìí gan sọ fún wa wípé oúnjẹ mi ni láti ṣe ìfẹ́ bàbá mi àní láti ṣe títí dé òpin.
The work of God, is it even go out into all the world and bring people into the church? Is that the work?
Iṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run, ǹjẹ́ ṣé òun ni pé kí a jáde lọ kí a lọ kó gbogbo àwọn èèyàn tó wà ní ìgboro tó wà ní ojú òpópónà wá sínú ilé Ọlọ́run? Ǹjẹ́ iṣẹ́ Ọlọ́run rèé?
Is it not that go out into all the world and make disciples of every nation?
Ǹjẹ́ kì í ṣe pé ohun tí Bíbélì sọ fún wa ni pé jáde lọ sí gbogbo àgbáyé kí o sì máa mú àwọn ènìyàn wá sí ọ̀dọ̀ Ọlọ́run kí o máa kọ́ wọn ní ọ̀rọ̀ Ọlọ́run?
The Lord will grant our heart understanding in the name of Jesus.
Ọlọ́run yóò fi òye yé wa ní orúkọ Jésù.
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel, or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on 080-3348-0058, 080-813-8536, 081-4099-1321, or visit our blogspot at www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said and done, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?